didn't, we would have a chart that you wouldn't believe. So how would I know to do that? How would I know to cut off Europe? I cut off Europe very early. I mean, you have to make a decision. People knew that some bad things were going on, and they got off to a late start. And some others got off to a late start also. But we cut off China. If we didn't cut off China, we would have been in some big trouble. And we cut it off, and you know what? We cut it off way early. Go ahead.
Mr. President, to follow up on the insurance point in a separate question that came in from a colleague who can't be in the room. On the insurance point, is there going to be an opportunity for insurance companies, if in fact hospitals are compensated for uncompensated care, are the insurance companies going to also get compensated for its extraordinary expenses that they may have, or are they assuming that cost?
So we haven't discussed it, but we're talking to them. You know, getting them not to pay copays in the case of the big ones was a tremendous thing. It's a lot of money they gave up. But we're discussing that with the insurance companies. We'll let you know. We'll be pretty quick. Yeah, go ahead.
I have a question on Japan, sir. They are expanding their entry ban to include the United States. Are you planning to take any similar action to ban Japanese nationals from coming to the U.S. as a result of this crisis?
Well, we're looking at a lot of things and a lot of different bans. We have more bans than anybody. We have bans when bans weren't fashionable, if you remember, right at the beginning of this administration. Those are different reasons. But we've had bans long before people thought of bans. When I did China, it had never been done before. I was the first one to do it. Remember that. It had never, according to what I read in all the papers, this had never been done. This is a terrible thing to do. And 4 weeks later, they were all saying, well, lucky we did it. So we're looking at it. No, we heard that. I think it's fine that they do that. They're trying to protect their country, and we have to protect our country.
Stay-at-home orders, and if that, you know, decision should be left in the hands of governors, or if you're considering telling the entire nation stay at home. So just today, Georgia's governor finally issued a stay-at-home order, saying that individuals could have been infected people before they ever felt bad, but we didn't know that until the last 24 hours. Is that ignorance, gross incompetence?
He's a good governor, Brian Kemp. He's
You've
a very good.
Called with these
he's
governors.
A good governor, and he has to make his own decision on that. I let the states. I think we're about 85% positive on that. If you look, I think it's about 85% of the states have got to stay at home. Brian's a great governor. That's his decision. He made that decision. Ultimately, he decided to go along with it. And they're doing well. And the state's doing well in many respects. Yeah, go ahead, please.
This is another question. Couldn't make it in today from Emily Gooden at the Daily Mail. I had a question in regards to the Russian plane that landed at JFK with medical supplies. Did the United States ask Russia for this aid, or is it just accepting it?
We're accepting it. It was a very nice offer from President Putin. I spoke to him the other night, as I told you, and they had excess medical equipment, things, and I'll take it. I'll take it. I think it's very nice. We've had some from China. We also help other countries. We like doing it. Like I said before, if we have excess stuff, we let it go out. We let some go out where, frankly, they had orders for it, and I didn't want to stop orders. It was a very nice gesture on behalf of President Putin, and I could have said no thank you, or I could have said thank you. And it was a large plane of very high-quality medical supplies, and I said, I'll take it.
Any further aid in your conversation?
I think he would if we asked for it, it was very nice. It was part of the call. He suggested, he said, we have it. It's additional. They have very big difficulties with this virus also, as you know, Russia. I thought it was a very nice gesture on behalf of President Putin. I could have said, no, I don't want it, or I could have said, I'll take it. And you know what they said? I'll take it.
Except for the rain.
I think so. If they send things that we need, I take it. Sure. Nice gesture. I'm not concerned about Russian propaganda, not even a little bit. He offered a lot of medical, high-quality stuff that I accepted, and that may save a lot of lives. I'll take it every day.